Well, you're probably well aware of Tony Kelly. He's a local comedian, actor, a very talented chap, spends his time over in the States, a lot of it. But he was making a TV series over here. He's made the pilot called Ronnie. And it turns out that it's been nominated for no less than 6 awards at this year's British Web Awards. He's in New York at the moment. I caught up with him yesterday when I finished on the lunchbox and we had a bit of a chat. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
That's great news. Congratulations. What does this mean now for this Ronnie series?
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. Yeah, I should also add, actually, that I co-created this with Pat Daly, also from Waterford. It's not all me, just to give Pat the credit that he so rightly deserves.
Good man.
No problem at all. We did the pilot back in, just as the lockdown was kind of starting to lift a bit back in April. We didn't break any rules or anything like that, just in case Micheál Martin or the Taoiseach or whatever, or Leo Varadkar is listening. We didn't break any rules. But we made the pilot back in April, and we've kind of been chopping it around since. We did it specifically for a certain broadcaster, and we're kind of waiting on a decision now about whether we're going to full series with them or whether we're taking it somewhere else. But we have a couple of we're in talks with a couple of places about where it's going to land, Jeff. But it is very exciting, in fairness, and obviously to be nominated for 6 awards at the British Web Awards is really, really cool.
Am I right in saying it's kind of based on your experience of the lockdown? Because it's about a fella stuck in Waterford who can't go anywhere. Is that the way it works?
Kind of. It's I suppose anytime you write anything, even comedically or whatever, it comes from somewhere, you know. So, yeah, I mean, look, myself and Pat were talking during the original lockdown in 2020 about trying to write something together, because we've done some work together before. He helped me adapt my hurler show for the stage last year, and myself and Pat were talking about doing something and at least putting something out there so we'd have something to show for being locked down. And then I suppose we just started talking about what was going on, especially for me. I'd had my American visa approved on the 11th of March 2020, and then on the 12th of March 2020 the whole world shut down. So we thought there was some sort of ironic comedy in that, and we kind of went from there. So Ronnie tells the story of this comedian who was living in New York and is doing better than me, all by it. And then comes home to Waterford to do his stand-up show. And he gets stuck there during the lockdown when the travel ban is imposed.
Yeah. And that's episode 1. So have you written the whole series?
Yeah, we've written the whole series. It's a 5-part series. It's a mini-series. And it's all 5 episodes have been written, but we've only shot the first one.
Right.
So far. But that kind of, to be honest with you, Jeff, that kind of blew me away even more that we got nominated for so many awards without only having one episode.
Pilot.
You know?
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah. And what kind of locations did you use in Waterford, Tony?
Yeah, so that's interesting, actually. So a lot of the stuff is done over Zoom, because that's what we were all doing during the lockdown, was communicating through Zoom. So that's how I could cast some American actor friends of mine. Like, for example, Kirk Baltz, who was in Reservoir Dogs, plays Ronnie's AA sponsor in it.
Right.
And Caitlin Davis from the Disney Channel plays his girlfriend. But during the Christmas kind of lockdown and stuff, I was walking with my cousin Val quite a lot out in Cheek Point. And I just found it to be really beautiful. It's not a place I would have spent a lot of time in Waterford. And I was looking across kind of at that power station in Wexford and going, my God, this whole view here just makes a beautiful location. So when it came time to shooting Ronnie, I took us out to Cheek Point and we shot a lot of the exterior stuff out in Cheek Point in the park and again kind of at the harbour there.
Oh, that's lovely there, yeah.
Yeah.
Great, so that's where you shot it. And then you were telling me who's in it, but the lads like Kurt Balson and the girl that you mentioned, but are there, Caitlin. There's Waterford, Caitlin, yeah, there's Waterford guys in it too, is that right?
Yeah, there's a big Waterford contingent as well. Obviously myself and Pat are the co-writers with another guy called Ken Hansen, who I actually met in film school in New York in 2009. He came on board as a writer with us. Ailish O'Neill from the Waterford Film Centre is associate producer. And Liam O'Brien was a cinematographer, absolutely hugely talented man, T1 Media. He's my cinematographer. And then Bonnie Boo, the dancer and performer, plays another central character in the show. Mm-hmm. We kind of tease her at the end of the first episode.
So when do we get to see that, or is it available yet, or what happens?
It's not available yet due to the kind of contractual situation that we're in.
Yeah.
But it will be coming somewhere soon, definitely, 100%. But it'll likely be when all 5 episodes are done and we release them all so people can binge it, Jeff, so, as the kids are saying these days.
The only way to do it. And when will you know, Tony, how you've done?
I believe the ceremony is still virtual this year because of the situation that we're all living in. So probably the end of the month, I'd say. But practicing. I think so, Jeff. Yeah, but I'm practicing going around saying that it's just nice to be nominated, you know.
Have you got the speech done already? Then you have.
No, the speech is just that. Oh, it's just nice to be nominated. That's the speech I'm going around with at the moment. And look, we were lucky enough to be nominated for Best Pilot at the New York Independent Cinema Awards this month as well.
For the same pilot?
For Ronnie as well, pilot.
Have you based that on? Is it on yourself, though, or is it on the friend? Or?
No, it's just a jumping off point for me about me.
Yeah.
Because, you know what, it's about this guy who's flying high and he's doing a Netflix special and everything, which I'm not doing. So it's just kind of, the jumping off point was me being stuck at home during the lockdown. But, with two other writers, you bring to the kind of the fold what they think, you know.
Well, as you said on your Facebook message there yesterday, what a difference a year makes.
It makes a lot, I suppose, for everyone, but for myself, I suppose, you know, where I was at last year wasn't great for me, you know. And it's really nice to be in New York and receive that news this year. And it's also nice to be back on WLR as well, Jeff.
It took me to get you back, Tony.
I was going to say, since COVID took sound out away from the masters, it took you to get me back on the air. I shouldn't be saying we had the undocumented, my little radio play that we had in June, but still, Jeff. Nice to be back as myself.
Well, I know Alan and all your mates over here are absolutely thrilled to bits, so I'm sure they put messages up for you. And what are you doing in New York at the moment, do you mind me asking? Are you doing show business again?
Yeah, doing a bit of show business. And I'm actually working on a new stand-up show at the moment as well, Jeff, from the material that I've collected from going insane during COVID. Yeah. And I'm getting ready to go back on stage and practice a bit of that material in the city. And I'm playing in Philadelphia in 2 weeks' time as well.
Cool. So what's it like? What's the buzz like in the Big Apple at the moment? Are they all just not wearing masks at the moment, or what's going on?
There's a mask mandate. There's a mask mandate here in New York. So if you're on the subway or you're in shops or you're in your restaurant going to sit down at your table, you have to wear a mask just like at home, and you have to show your vax cert to get into place just like at home. It is a little bit more lax over here. Like, we're not getting daily updates and stuff like that. So to be hearing news, like when I log on and I see daily updates, I'm only here 3 weeks and it's already kind of out of my system knowing what the numbers are every day.
Yeah.
You know, because it's kind of irrelevant really with the vaccinations. But it is quite similar to at home, and they are careful, you know, careful over here.
So when are you coming back? Are you staying over for a while?
I'll be staying over for a while, but I'll be back around Christmas because I have another project that I'm working on that we'll hopefully be getting going in January to do with my show, The Hurler.
How do you watch those? Can you watch the Web Awards online?
I'm not sure. I don't know if it's just for people who've been nominated, whether they'll send us a Zoom link or something like that. I don't fully know. We do have a Ronnie Facebook page. If you just look up Ronnie, the TV show, and obviously I'm on Instagram and stuff like that, and it's Tony Kelly.
Good man. It is Tony Kelly. Fair play, Tony. That's brilliant altogether.
Thanks, Jeff. It's lovely to be on with you, but it's also nice to just be nominated, you know.
Good man. Thanks, Tony.